540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
The owner of a Michigan rental that's called the Castle is being sued by a group of seven women who stayed there, found it consumed with bats.
Tell the best part, though.
The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano kicking the floor.
I think I just threw up a little bit. Oh, my God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Let's talk about the debate over stadium renovations at American Family Field, what the team's going to kick in, what they're willing to kick in, what state legislators are willing to approve. There have been some more adjustments to the bill, and I'll admit I haven't talked much about it because I feel like everything's all still rather fluid.
I think fluid is the right word, Pat. You're a man of words. Way to go. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Mulvey. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout!
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons. Some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are. But we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, which, you know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The owner of a Michigan rental that's called The Castle is being sued by a group of seven women who stayed there, found it consumed with bats.
Tell the best part, though.
The exterminator allegedly found multiple inches of bat guano kicking the floor.
I think I just threw up a little bit in my mouth. Oh, my God.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Maybe we'll have a cookie trade.
I like that idea. I like that a lot.
We'll eat them while we're on the show.
Because everyone loves listening to people on the radio eat.
Calvin, what's your favorite cookie?
Shout out to my mom's. She makes these sour cream cookies around Christmas time, and they're really good.
My mouth just watered.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the air.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Let's talk about the debate over stadium renovations at American Family Field, what the team's going to kick in, what they're willing to kick in, what state legislators are willing to approve. There have been some more adjustments to the bill, and I'll admit I haven't talked much about it because I feel like everything's all still rather fluid.
I think fluid is the right word, Pat. You're a man of words. Way to go. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Mullen. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout!
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Todd Alba Show.
What really prompted me to call is how respectful and willing to listen you are. We are human beings. People have their beliefs for a whole lot of reasons. Some of them rational, maybe some of them not.
Well, thank you so much. Really appreciate the call, Stephanie. Look, we just need to listen to each other. Doesn't mean we always have to agree. I'm not going to give in on what facts are. But we do have to listen to one another if we want to try to get this country back on track.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The head of Hamas tells Reuters News Service that it's nearing a truce agreement and negotiations being brokered by Qatari officials. Earlier, the White House said a deal could be close. CBS's Naomi Ruckham reports.
Multiple sources told CBS News an agreement would likely include the release of 50 hostages in exchange for Israel pausing the fighting and allowing more humanitarian aid into Gaza, including fuel.
We believe we're closer than we've ever been, so we're hopeful.
As protesters take to the streets demanding a ceasefire, White House officials say Israel's efforts to eliminate Hamas do not amount to genocide.
A federal appeals panel in St. Louis finds that private individuals and groups cannot sue under the Federal Voting Rights Act. CBS News election law contributor David Becker.
Through decades, over 50 years, and even very recently, just within the last year, the Supreme Court has heard cases brought by private plaintiffs under the Voting Rights Act and have awarded relief to private plaintiffs.
While most Americans traveling 50 miles or more for Thanksgiving will drive, millions are expected to use some other form of transportation. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says when it comes to trains...
Pre-pandemic, the Acela was largely business traveler focused. What they have found is that some business travelers are back, but it has really filled the gap with people just deciding to take the premium train, the business class train. They have seen that demand start to return, and you're talking about Acela ridership and Amtrak regional ridership back towards pre-pandemic levels.
Listeria has been traced to recalled peaches, nectarines, and plums in several states. CBS's Alexander Tin with the latest.
FDA investigators say they found the listeria on the fruits, which is now linked to an outbreak that has hospitalized at least 10 different patients across seven states and is linked to at least one death.
A federal appeals court considers whether to reimpose some restrictions on former President Trump's comments in his election subversion case. CBS's Robert Legarry was in the courtroom.
The three-judge panel is considering whether or not to reinstate Judge Tanya Chutkan's gag order, which limited what the former president could say about court staff, specific members of the special counsel prosecutorial staff, and potential witnesses.
Pop star Shakira reaches a deal with Spanish prosecutors on the first day of her tax fraud trial, avoiding the risk of a prison sentence. She answered yes to confirm her acknowledgement of six counts of failing to pay the Spanish government almost $16 million in taxes between 2012 and 2014. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and even diamonds. That's right. Robert Hack Diamonds wants to make you an offer on your gold, silver, and diamonds. The process is very simple. No appointment needed. Just come on in, sit down in a nice, relaxed atmosphere, and the staff of Robert Hack Diamonds will evaluate your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds and make you an offer on the spot. Then you can decide if you want a deal or no deal. Robert Hack Diamonds can also convert your old jewelry into something new or trade in your outdated to pieces for something new and exciting. Many people inherit jewelry that might not be your taste, but you are sentimental. Why not have Robert Hack Diamonds take the golden gems and create something for you? So many options at Robert Hack Diamonds. Again, Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds. See them in Brookfield just east of Moreland on Greenland Avenue or 76 in Layton, right on the corner in Greenfield. RobertHackDiamonds.com.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, and on the Civic Media app.
Kind of a simple process, but, you know, sort of shortcut, it's probably easier than mindfulness.
Yeah, well, that's what you were saying. That's what you were saying, Haley, about the rewiring. It takes 28 days to change a habit. That's why people go into treatment for 28 days.
Exactly. Yeah. And I get to be a part of the sober crew because I am sober from alcohol. I think it's, I think I'm 280 days. So I'm waiting on my 1 year still, but we're going to get there.
We'll give That's you awesome. Congratulations.
We'll give you a medallion. I got a whole bunch of them here. It might be a, like a 32-year medallion, but I got one for you.
That's awesome.
Pina Gigi.
And you're young. You're getting sober when you're a fairly young person. I got sober when I was 23. It was tough because I didn't know a whole lot of people at that age that were drinking. When I went to are using substances. And I went to meetings that was filled with a bunch of old crotchety men who complained about their lives and like whined about everything. And that's my perception. And I remember having this this thought where I was like, oh my God, if this is what it's going to be like to be sober, I think I'd rather be drunk kind of thing. I remember saying that to myself. But, you know, you have to like, somebody wise said to me, like, go to different meetings, go to like, you know, several different meetings till you find the one that you feel at home. And then you feel like you belong, like you fit. Cause you're not gonna find the right one right off the bat. Most of the time you won't. So you can kind of just be open to exploring.
Right.
That's awesome. Congratulations, Haley.
There's 5,000 meetings in the Twin City area. And if you can't find one that fits, then it's hard. I know I was lucky. It was like the second wave of young people. And so I was hanging with a lot of young people when I sobered up. I also sobered up when I was 23. And that saved me. A friend of mine who went back out, I contact him every year. I just celebrated 39 years in November 9th, and thank him for saving my life. Because of what you're saying, Dr. Stately, it's like, is this going to be boring? I might as well go back to drink. And it wasn't. It was fun. We did a lot of the same things. And maybe the experts would have called that drunk behavior, but it still got me, just kept me sober.
Yeah, it's given me, you know, I know there's a lot of people that don't feel that AA works for them. And I certainly felt that way when I was like, I think I first went to AA when I was 17 or so, so between 17 and 23, I would go in and out of meetings and, you know, I had a lot of reasons for why it wouldn't work. And a lot of those were justifications as well. And I was telling somebody the other day, I was like, remember like when you, did you ever remember that experience when you would get so mad at somebody, you'd go out and get drunk at them? Like that was just a perpetual habit. It's like, I'm going to go get drunk at you because I'm so mad.
I'll show you. I'll kill me.
Right. But it was like, it was hard. And it was like, but I stuck with it because the alternative for me was, to not be around, right? And
right.
You know, I quit drinking on October 27th, 1985, and that was the day that was the last day I drank, and I wrapped my car around a light pole on 29th in Lindale.
Jeez.
And almost died in that car accident. And so, you know, I woke up in the hospital the next day, and a little voice said to my ear, like, if you drink and again, you're going to die. And I believed it and I listened to it and I haven't taken another drink since. So.
Proud of you, Dr. Stately.
That's amazing. It's totally amazing. And I know I wouldn't be alive if I wouldn't have sobered up, and I'm 62 and a lot of our relatives have gone on because of trauma and drinking and your inspiration and I appreciate you speaking your truth. Let's do another segment here. This one flew by and it was really good. So, hey, it usually is, right? Hey, we're here with Dr. Stately, CEO of Native American Community Clinic here in Twin Cities, Minneapolis. And we'll be right back after this short break, Haley.
Stay with us.
Minnesota has the only original wolf population in the continental United States.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. A Hamas leader says they're close to reaching a truce deal in the war with Israel. That being reported by Reuters News Service. CBS's MTS Tayyab reports.
Hamas has been negotiating with Israel through Qatari mediators. CBS News has been told there are only, quote, minor obstacles to an agreement.
The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals finds that private individuals and groups cannot sue under the Federal Voting Rights Act. CBS News election law contributor David Becker.
It would really impact the ability of minority voters nationwide to seek relief when their rights have been affected by some kind of racial discrimination.
Record numbers of people are expected to travel for the Thanksgiving holiday. Storms could cause travel problems from the southern plains to the northeast Tuesday and Wednesday. But Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen reports...
Much of the nation looks quiet and calm for Thanksgiving, although it will be cold and quite breezy, especially in the eastern half of the nation.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The athletic director at the University of Wisconsin-Platteville has died. The university did not provide details Monday, only that Christina Navarro-Krupka was pregnant and her death was unexpected. Navarro-Krupka grew up in Madison and was in her fourth year as director of athletics and assistant chancellor at Platteville. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hears arguments in a lawsuit challenging the state's legislative maps on Tuesday. Luke Berg is with the Conservative Institute for Law and Liberty. He says there's an easy fix to claims that non-contiguous districts are unconstitutional.
If you were simply to take the islands and put them in the districts that surround them, it would eliminate the contiguity problem and you wouldn't have any population problems in the existing map.
Berg was on Upfront on WISN-TV. The map's challengers will argue that the way the maps were drawn was unconstitutional. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Cloudy overnight. Isolated rain showers likely. Lowest level off around 36. East winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Isolated rain showers again tomorrow. Highs around 40.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we've got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
The mind is a funny thing, isn't it?
That's a psychological, what do you call it, strategy.
Strategy?
Just kidding.
Oh wow!
Hey. I don't know. I did what your aunties would do is I chewed you out in front of a bunch of people,
and then we took a picture. Neighbor.
Yeah,
and then we took a picture. I was the only one going, huh? Everyone else is smiling.
Yeah, hey. it was a fun night. I thought it was really cool that Kara talked about her own experience of growing up with trauma. And her own experiences of having, you know, she talked openly about having a mental health disorder, you know, struggling with bipolar disorder and depression.
Yeah.
Talked about how she used substances to sort of, you know, basically treat herself, you know, heal herself or manage her symptoms. And I love that she, when she was talking about hanging out with, Leo, Bob, and who was the
Marty? Marty?
Oh yeah, Marty.
My buddy
so
Marty.
Funny. She's like, it's on a first name basis with all the big megastars. How she talked about, like, you know, I don't want this character to be like portrayed as a drunken Indian. I want her to be strong. I want her to exude, you know, like her drinking is a symptom of dealing with, you know, colonial impact, you know, trauma, all the trauma that's related to that, you know, all of the violence and the impact that had on her life. And I love that she talked about that because that is, something we don't even see a whole lot in modern conversations about Native people.
Right.
And, yeah.
We're talking about Kara Jade Myers, and she's played Aunt Brown in Martin Scorsese's Killers of the Flower Moon, and she was the guest speaker. And like you said, Dr. Stately, very powerful and you know, good messages. And geez, you know, this part of time of the year with the sun going down and holidays coming, I mean, it's good to hear things like that.
Good reminders, right? Because this is a challenging time for a lot of our relatives, because we we go into this time of year, it gets darker and it's colder outside, so we kind of tend to stay indoors and hibernate. You know, we're doing the hibernation bit, so we're not being as social. but also, if we have histories or backgrounds of traumatic things in our lives or in our families or in our communities, those things can be triggers for us during this time. It's actually the worst time of year, and that's the worst time to sort of kind of be isolated and by yourself. So if it's a challenging time, try to spend some time with friends, go to movies, go to meetings, go to do something to kind of change up what you normally would do, and seek support and try to get, be around other people who will make you feel or help you to feel like you matter. Because sometimes we can get so down and depressed, like we feel like nobody cares, that we don't matter, right?
You know, that's something too that I was taught early on is, and I did that with friends in the beginning of my sobriety, is we'd go out and help, we'd help feed people, and do things to make us feel useful and worthwhile. And those times that could be dark, or you're used to doing destructive things during these holidays, is go out and help somebody and don't be found out. That's what I was always told.
Yeah, it's a good practice. You know, these are the things that we were given to us anyway, original instructions, right? Be a good neighbor to each other, be a good relative. Take care of others. If you take care of others, you'll be taken care of as well. And it's also, so I try to remember those things. I've, this week I will do things to be around other people, because, I won't be able to be with some of my family. And I'll be here at home with my sons, who I can't ever go anywhere. I can't ever travel on Thanksgiving weekend, because they're hockey players. And, I don't, for whatever reason, Minnesotans are crazy. They have Thanksgiving and then they start playing hockey the day after Thanksgiving for 4 days straight, which is just kind of crazy making, I think. So,
Dr. Stately, were you a skier, a downhill skier at any time in your life?
Never. Yeah. I have cross country skied. Downhill skiing looks really dangerous, and it looks and I don't know, just call me crazy, but if Creator wanted me to go downhill skiing, I would have been born with logs attached to my feet.
Yeah. Well, I used to go skiing every Thanksgiving, and look at where we're at right now. It's like 50 degrees out and global warming's happening. And it's crazy. I mean, I remember having the big mule and going to the slopes, Afton Alps and all those slopes when I was young and agile. Now I'd break a hip, of course. I don't do that. But it's just the weather has changed, too. It made me think about that.
I'll hit the slopes for you, Dega.
Oh, Haley, the young one will hit the slopes. Make sure you wear a helmet, because I need you.
Where are you going to go skiing at?
I grew up, in junior high, I was in ski club, so we always went to Wild Mountain. I grew up in Forest Lake, so just north of the Twin Cities area. So we would go to Wild Mountain a lot, in Taylor's Falls, or Trollhagen was another big one, but that's out in Wisconsin.
Well, we're broadcast in Wisconsin, too, on 20 stations in the Civic Media Network. I just wanted to throw that out there. Oh, what?
Yeah, I know. Who knows when the snow is going to come?
When I used to live in LA, I'd tell people like about, you know, the mountains we had, Afton Hills, and the mountains we had in Minnesota to ski on there, and they would just kind of chuckle at me. They go, "Those are not mountains." I was like, "Right. Mount Josh."
They're called mountains.
I just watched that new documentary that came out on Netflix about the ski resort, the Aspen one in around Lake Tahoe. Avalanche killed up those people. Wow, I never knew about that. Do you know about that, Dega?
Yes, I do. I lived through it. I lived through history. That's why I was so good going back to school, especially when I was taking history classes. Like, I lived through it so I could write. I didn't have to study. Oh, wow.
Thanks.
He taught history from a first-person experience.
Yeah. Me and Teddy Roosevelt, the Rough Rider. Jeez.
You and Teddy Roosevelt. His wife, Eleanor.
No, that was Franklin. Franklin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the different Roosevelt.
Neat. That was Teddy's niece.
Yeah, Teddy was like in the 1800s, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was president in 1901. But he saved all the parks out there, which was pretty amazing. But it's weird; those guys came over. I was reading an article. They came over in the Mayflower, their family, and here's Franklin Roosevelt like marrying his second cousin, which is just totally bizarre to me. But
it's a little Appalachian. Oh, sorry. Did I say that?
Oh, where is my ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding-ding?
Are you actually, well, it's like, you know, I don't know. I know some Indians that have done that, you know.
Yeah.
They've married their cousins, or they've, like, maybe not married them, they had children with them, you know. It reminds me of that movie from Mean Girls. Remember that movie Mean Girls?
Yeah.
You got your cousins, then you got your second cousins, then you got your kissing cousins.
Jeez.
Oh yeah, Karen.
Yes, Karen. Yeah. God. The one that knows has ESPN. That one, yeah.
ESPN. My favorite movie.
Yeah, well written. Yeah. Definitely well acted. What else is there? Helplines or what can
how there
can
are? There are, and one of the things I would say is that what you would do is, like, if you were struggling and you were thinking, specifically if you're thinking like suicidal thoughts, like now nationwide there is now the 988 number,
right
so 988, you would get connected with a live person to talk to and get some support and some help. And I think one of the things I was actually on a national call not too long ago with Indian Country News, I think, Native American College. We're talking about suicidality and such. And one of the things that I kind of like always take the time to remind people of is that suicide, by and large, while Native people, and it isn't true of all Native nations, but across the United States, we have a significantly higher rate of suicide than other communities. Some of that has, I think, to do with, like, specifically within, like, tribal communities where there's, like, nations where there's large disparate or, the people are dispersed all over the place and there's not anybody that you can kind of get to easily and you can't spend time with each other or find a resource. They're, like, rural, desolate areas. So having a national call line that you can call would be really helpful. But also, like, you know, there's online on Facebook and a bunch of other social media platforms. There's there's groups that you can kind of connect with that are, you know, support groups for people who are living in situations where they don't have a lot of access. Maybe they don't live in a big city or a town where there's resources, but they will be able to connect with people online. So looking for those things is really important. And if it's something that you notice that you kind of fairly regularly, consistently have this experience where you're feeling so down, so depressed and suicidal and having thoughts of harming yourself, reach out and talk to somebody and let them know. and say that I need to talk to somebody because I feel like I'm going to kill myself or hurt myself. And if you're the person that's on the other end of that, take that statement serious and take action. So, and there's lots of resources online for that.
Well, there's Strong Hearts Native Helpline too that I just want to give out. So that number too, they are 24/7. You can call, text, or chat them. Strong Hearts Native Helpline at 1-844-7-NATIVE. That's 1-844-762-8483. Or chat online at www.strongheartshelpline.org.
Right on. Hey, we'll be right back. We're here with Dr. Stately, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Claudia with MinSure, Minnesota's official health insurance marketplace. With MinSure, you can compare health plans from multiple companies and get free help from a trusted expert. Whatever health plan you choose with MinSure, it's guaranteed to cover essential benefits so you can get the care you need. See if you qualify for discounts, available only through MinSure. If you need quality, comprehensive health insurance, get started now at MinSure.org.
Back to school season is here. And while this is an exciting time for parents, kids, and educators, let's not forget how far we've come in our battle against COVID-19. We're in a better place, but COVID-19 is still here, and we need to continue to help protect our communities. With the flurry of new schedules and classrooms, let's not overlook the fundamentals of staying safe. Wash your hands regularly and watch for any symptoms like fever, chills, a cough, or shortness of breath. Should you or someone you know have COVID-19 symptoms, stay home and get tested. Find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us. Let's have this back-to-school season be a time of renewed commitment to our collective health and brighter future for our Native communities. Again, find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
How? Hey, we're here with Dr. Stately, CEO of Native American Community Clinic here in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, and we're just having our Monday chit-chat and talking real and talking about real issues and real things in a fun way. We're going to have Gary Farmer on next week, Dr. Stately, and it's fun to have.
Really?
Well, now that the strike's over, we can reach out to our actor friends and have him come on and talk about their projects in the past and future. And he's a big-time musician, too, so we'll be talking a lot about his music.
Yeah, but he's awesome. He's a great actor.
Yeah. Yeah, we just watched Smoke Signals, probably me for my 100th time, but Haley and I just last
night. Oh, my God. I love that movie.
Yeah.
It was good. I cried.
You know, I had to watch that movie like 3 or 4 times before I realized, like, you know, that line that he says in the movie where he's like,
yep, I know what you're going to say. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like, or that line where he goes, like,
I didn't mean to.
And I was like, so I missed the sort of the subcontext context there a couple of times. And I was like, oh, because I was like, yeah, anyway. I had to, like, I was like, wow, I'm really thick. I didn't catch that the first time.
It was funny. Yeah, it just to set everybody up. And Haley thought it was cool too. And it sounds like you're eating cashews over there, Dr. Stately. And I think our radio fans are loving it. Hey, he saved Thomas. Threw him out the window and saved him. And his grandmother came up to him and said, you saved Thomas. You did a good thing. And he said, I didn't mean to. And at the time, it's a funny line because that's a weird way to answer it. But then we find out later that he set the fire. So it's like,
yeah, an accident. Yeah, that's crazy. Anyway,
I know.
I didn't put those two things together until I saw it, like, I think the third or fourth time. But I remember when... I remember when I first saw that movie, I saw it at whatever the theater was on Lake Street and Lindale. There was like a little like art house theater there way back in the day. This was back in like the, I probably would think like the
came out in 98.
So that's probably like when I saw it. And I went to see it with my nieces, Natchez and Deanna, my brother Charlie's daughters. Mm-hmm. I took them. It's home for Thanksgiving, I think, when we went to go see it. And we're sitting in the theater. And, you know, it was uptown. So, like, there wasn't a lot of Native people in that audience. There was, like, us and a couple of, you know, cool hipsters from the uptown and a bunch of other, like, white people. And at one point, I realized, like, me and my nieces are the only ones that are laughing there every 3 minutes because we're getting the humor, right? And I was just thinking about how, you know, when you were talking about Gary Farmer and his role in Res Dogs, about like how that sort of like seems to have changed over the last 20, 30 years, is that, you know, we have so much more more Native art, Native movies, Native TV shows, and we have so much more happening in that space that it seems like more white people get our humor now. You know, there's we're making such an impact on the social sort of the social context in so many ways, like mostly through social media, probably those kinds of things that right. they're getting what we mean when we say a thing, when we say the kinds of things that we say.
Well, like the Res Car, Dr. Stately, it took me many times to see the movie before I realized that same person that was in the car was on Northern Exposure for 9 years. I just didn't put two and two together for some odd reason. Mm-hmm. And that was a great show back in the day about Alaska. And she was the only Alaskan Native on the show, but she was on every show.
Yeah. Do you watch, speaking of Natives in Alaska, do you watch Alaska Daily
at all? No.
It's a movie that stars Hilary Swank and a number of Native actors. It's about a newspaper.
TV show, It was, it's canceled, but it's on only a year. Yeah.
I know. I'm so upset that it was canceled because I really liked that show a lot. And, you know, they were taking MMIW head on in that movie, or in that TV show. So,
And here's another smoke signals thing. We had, I can't think of his name, Gray Eyes. We had him on Native Roots Radio, and when he was the head casino guy on Rutherford Falls. And I did not realize that he was in a scene in Smoke Signals when they were playing basketball in the beginning. He was one of the basketball players, and they were talking about who's your favorite Indian basketball, or who's your favorite Indian is what he said.
Toronto. All those guys. And then one of the things I liked about Flowers, the Killers of the Flower Moon, is that Tatanka Minson is in it.
Yeah.
I kind of met him a few times, and my nephew Ruben knows him really well. And so, like, we're sitting in the movie, and all of a sudden I'm like, and again, when we went to go see Killers of the Flower Moon, it was like, you know, 9 o'clock at night on like a Wednesday, and it's a 3-hour movie. So there's like nobody in the theater but me and my sister and like maybe one other person. And I'm like, oh my God, look at Tatanka Means. That's him. The other FBI agent guy. So,
He was prominent in the book. He was talked about in the book quite a bit, that character.
Yeah. I would tell people, like, if you saw the movie and you love the movie, I'd go back and read the book because the book was really quite good. I read that book in 3 days. That first week I was sick with COVID, and I read it like in 3 days.
Dr. Stately, it's that time of year again. I always quiz Haley, and she doesn't guess correctly, but it's that time of year to sign up for MinSure. And
actually, you're right. It is. It's November. It's open enrollment, right?
Yeah. So Haley, what's that website to help all our relatives out there?
Yes. So if you're not sure what type of health insurance you're going to need going into this next year, you can head over to MinSure.org, and they will help you find an affordable plan that best fits your needs.
Wow. MinSure.com, right?
Yep.
.org.
MinSure.com. Is it a .org? I thought it was a dot. Okay, yeah.
I'm sure the Googles will help, but just put that out in front for everyone.
Yeah, and also some people don't know how to navigate that website very well. And so one of the things they can do is they can also come to the Native American Community Clinic or another community health center within the Twin Cities or in the state of Minnesota. And those of you who live in Western Wisconsin or Woodbury, I kind of call them, they're the same thing. You can go to a community health center and they'll help you enroll and they'll help you get enrolled in health insurance. It's really important to have health insurance because, more people are likely to go to the doctor. It's the one thing that keeps so many people from going in for routine care. And, routine care is where we catch a lot of the conditions that will end up becoming more urgent and acute later. So.
Yeah, I hear that so often. I had a friend of mine who broke his collarbone and they found out he had throat cancer. I mean, and they would never have found that out. You know, things like that. You hit that right on, Dr. Stately. Hey, we got a minute left. And I know there's friends of mine out there that are getting COVID again. There's an update. I think this, I'm not sure if it was the state where I read or they're giving out free test kits again. And I think it's really important.
Yeah. I mean, you can look it up on the internet. There's Minnesota is giving away free test kits again. You can sign up for them online and they'll arrive in the mail. I ordered some last week from Amazon. They arrived in a couple of days. And it's really important to do that because it is going around. It is very, very contagious. And, myself, I've had it. A couple other family members have had it. I've had no people that have gotten it. It's not going to necessarily make you as sick, perhaps. But one true fact, Minnesota and across the country, Native people continue to have the highest rate of infections, highest rate of hospitalizations, and the highest rate of death. And the majority number of the people who are dying are over the age of 65. So our elders, the people that have our knowledge about our language and our culture, these are important things to preserve. So do your part by getting a vaccine and also wearing a mask when you're indoors and there are people who are vulnerable.
Absolutely. That's a great way to end it. Dr. Stately, really, really appreciate you coming in. We have a lot of fun, but you know, there's a lot of seriousness in our actions, and you do a great job. And your community clinic is the gold standard across the country. So I really appreciate you stopping on. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier.
Now.
Crooner's Supper Club invites you to enjoy drinks, a delicious dinner, and live music from both big-name local and national artists in a wide array of styles. Before or after your show, check out the new Maggie's Lounge, a perfect spot to visit with friends. It's open Wednesdays through Sundays beginning at 4:30 with cocktails and light fare. And you don't need a ticket to enjoy the great
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
The simple act of sharing gratitude is how Thanksgiving is described in the dictionary. But did you know the first official national holiday happened in 1789? It was declared by President George Washington following the creation of the new U.S. Constitution. Today, Thanksgiving means gratefulness for the harvest, your family, or a higher power. However you celebrate, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.